Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. We've been this week looking at things that are not seen, and now I'd like to look at the kingdom of God a little bit. Perhaps we'll look at that for a few mornings here. But we'd like to look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Speaking about God, Paul is writing to the Colossians here, giving thanks to the Father in verse 12, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. God, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom, his dear Son, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So we have here something, we have the power of darkness. There's something which is unseen, which is ever surrounding us, but we have been delivered. And I had a conversation here the other day, and in the conversation, we got into talking about the kingdom. And I said, you know, you've been translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's that verse in Colossians 1:13. Now, I'd like to look at, in John's Gospel, in the 18th chapter, looking at the discussion between Pilate and Jesus. And Pilate, in verse 35, says, "What hast thou done?" And in verse 36, Jesus answered and said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And that's the whole key. And that's the question: can you see the kingdom of which Jesus Christ is the king? Because if all you can see is the kingdoms of this world, you will not see the Lord Jesus, because his kingdom is not of this world. This is one of these unseen things. I'd like you to look now in chapter 19, the next chapter, and look in verse 15. And it says here, "The Jews cried out, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.' And Pilate said to the Jews, 'Shall I crucify your king?'" Pilate actually saw these things that are unseen, these things that we don't perceive with our eyes. And Pilate knew, and he said, "Shall I crucify your king?" And here, this is one of the saddest verses. They knew. They knew it, and this is what they confessed with their lips. The chief priests answered and said, "We have no king but Caesar." And what a sad state of affairs for people that have no king but the earthly kings that they can see. They have no kingdom but the earthly kingdom in which they live. They're bound and limited by the things of this earth. But, beloved, we are persuaded and we are given something better, that we have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and that kingdom is not of this world. And we can say that indeed we have a king eternal in the heavens, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and to whom every knee one day will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Is that the case in your heart today? I hope it is, and I hope you meditate upon these things through the day. God bless you, and thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration.